Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Brea Clan lose 5-3 on the night, 10-7 on aggregate with me as the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a disappointing performance all round. What do you make of that?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we got the dream start, and then and we were flat. For whatever reason, we were flat, and it's very disappointing. Very, very disappointed in my group today. We didn't execute. We just look flat for whatever reason. You'd think you score in the first shift, you're down a goal, and you take the momentum. And for whatever reason, we just didn't. We didn't take anything from it. We're just flat all night. We watched them play all night, you know. And they're a good team, very very good team. And we had front row seats tonight to watch them play.
That's it, and of course that's the Challenge Cup. A dream over for another season at least. Is that the most disappointing aspect, that you're not able to progress in this competition?
Well, I mean, it's just, you play that way in front of your home crowd, you don't deserve to win, you don't deserve to progress, and Nottingham do. Just disappointed, just extremely disappointed in the way we played tonight. You know, we had three guys. We had Keith, Bruton, and Levitt going tonight, and the rest weren't there, non-existent. Absolutely non-existent. You can't win, you know. You can't win with one line going, and we've actually had that for a while now. That Keith line's been carrying us, and we need our big game players to step up. And in these kind of games, I saw a lot tonight I didn't like, and it's frustrating because we were well prepared and well drilled, and we didn't execute. We did not execute anything we talked about. We couldn't make a tape to tape pass. We couldn't. You know, we just couldn't do the simplest of things today. We made them look very hard, and it's a frustrating time. You know, we were right in there. We said we got the dream start, and then we just watch it wash away.
I mean, the people listening can't see your body language, but you seem completely baffled by what's happened tonight. Is that fair?
Oh no, I mean, I've been around. It's just frustrating. I'm frustrated. You know, for the display we put on for our fan base. I'm frustrated that we had every opportunity to advance and we let it slip away. We had it in our hands. We had it exactly where we want it to be, and we let it slip away, and we just didn't have an answer. We didn't have a pushback. We had one line going. We had three players playing tonight. That's it. That's it. The only three players that can hold their head high right now is that Keith line, and it would have been an even longer, more miserable night without them.
It was 10 wins and 11 coming into tonight's game. Is this a jolt of reality maybe that the boys need at this time?
No. Well, it's a reality check. You lose a hockey game, it's a reality check. But at the end of the day, you lost a hockey game. You know, we're out of the Challenge Cup. We move it on. Like, it's done. It's over with. We get back to work tomorrow. We get back to work on Friday, back home against Fife, and we move on. I mean, it's over. You know, once this interview's done, we're done with the Challenge Cup and we're moving on. Like, there is no hanging around. There is no overanalyzing anything here. We were bad tonight. We were bad. We were awful in all departments. Every penalty kill, power play, 5-on-5, we had nothing going tonight. We were awful. And draw a line under it and you move on, you know.
And of course, you'll be looking for a big reaction against Fife on Friday. That rivalry again, you've spoken about how much you enjoy it in the past. You need a result on Friday, do you think?
Of course we need a result. Yeah, I mean, this has been a resilient bunch. Listen, you know what? I can sit here and tell you how bad my group is, but one thing they do is they bounce back. They're resilient. You know, I'm not going to sit here and beat them up too much. They were terrible tonight. I haven't told you anything. I haven't told them. But they are a resilient bunch, and we have another chance to bounce back on Friday, which is beautiful. We don't have to sit on this for a week. You know, we get back to work tomorrow. Good pregame skate on Friday, and we come back here and get ready to rock again.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.